With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play the fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100 times in NBA, MLB, MMA, NHL, golf, and more. Sign up today using the promo code SGPN to get a 100% deposit match. Plus, the NFL draft is coming up and old-fashioned football is giving away some autographed NFL merch. Head to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/off-contest to enter today. You are listening to the Champions League show here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, covering all of the second legs from the Champions League quarterfinals happening on Tuesday and Wednesday. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on X at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. You can follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network on X at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network, and also at Gambling Podcast. That's at Gambling Podcast. And finally, also be sure to follow my other X account. That one is at LockBangX. That's at LockBangX. I post free play winners on that account. I post my sports betting opinions, but most significantly, I post my profit and loss spreadsheets, because unlike many, I'm a tracked and transparent handicapper. And unlike any, I have a record of 130 months in a row undefeated of transparent and tracked profit every single month. That means for a decade and 10 additional months, I haven't had a single losing month in sports betting. I've had losing days, of course. I've even had losing weeks, obviously. But I've never had that losing month for 30 to 30, over that 30 to 31 day period. Every single month has been a winner. The spreadsheets are there. They're transparent and tracked, and the members' comments verify them. The pin tweet at the X account at LockBettingX is always the P&L from the previous month. If you want to see all the spreadsheets, you can scroll down the X account, or you can find them at one easy location, which is at lockbetting.com, which is also where you can sign up for additional plays. But before you do that, I actually encourage you to look through the spreadsheets to have a look at the type of bets that we do and how we manage our bankroll. And after you've done that, if you have any questions after doing your due diligence, you can fire them over to me at the X account. My DMs are open, and it is at LockBettingX, as I mentioned, at LockBettingX. So moving on with this edition of the Champions League show, where we have four fascinating second legs with all of these ties evenly balanced. If you would say that one team had any kind of significant advantage going into these second legs, you would say it's Barcelona coming off their away win in Paris. But even that is up for grabs, in my opinion. Even Paris Saint-Germain can come back, in my opinion, from losing that first leg at home to Barcelona. The outright odds off the back of those first legs see Manchester City actually shorten as favourites at 6-4. Arsenal are still the favourites to go through against Bayern Munich. They are 5-1 in the outright market. I don't understand that. I firmly believe that Bayern Munich will get the job done, and I'll talk about that when we cover that game, cover that tie. Barcelona, they're at 11-2 because obviously the books feel that they've done most of the job after their win in Paris. I tend to disagree. Real Madrid have moved out to 15-2. Bayern Munich have moved out even further at 8-1 after their draw at the Emirates. Atletico are at 8-1. They've closed slightly after their home win against Dortmund, with PSG all the way out at 16-1 and Dortmund all the way out at 22-1. Now, I don't agree with a lot of this, which is going to make this show so fascinating. And before we move on to actually looking at these ties and these second legs, let me let you guys know that the NFL draft is just around the corner and Old Fashioned Football is giving away some autographed merch to celebrate. JSN, Travis Etienne, J.K. Dobbins, Frank Gore and many more. Old Fashioned Football, come for the football, but stay for the whiskey. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/offcontest to get involved. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/offcontest. OFF contest. That's OFF contest. So let's move on with looking at these ties and the second leg odds. Alongside that, Barcelona are the 23-20 home favourites at home to PSG. It's 3-1 on the draw, and Paris Saint-Germain are the 15-8 underdogs. The qualification odds see Barca as a very, very strong 1-5 minus 500 favourite off the back of winning 3-2 in Paris, whilst PSG are the 7-2 underdogs. Now, if you watched that game, you would have seen that it was a very strange game where each team controlled different periods of the game. It was almost like they were changing every 15 minutes, and it was a very even contest. And it was just a case of who scored more goals during their period of dominance. There was a period where PSG came from 1-0 down to go 2-1 up and had chances to actually extend the lead, and they may have put this tie out of sight and this would have looked very different. Instead, they didn't take those chances, and Barcelona scored, firstly against the run of play, but then deservedly scored the third goal while they were on top, and PSG then couldn't claw it back. So it was a very odd game. Nobody had control for any kind of sustained period, but teams did have definitive periods of control. So that's why I think that it's still quite an even contest, and I certainly wouldn't be looking at Barcelona as a 1-5 minus 500 favourite. I wouldn't be looking at putting anyone else's money on that one. I feel that it's still a wide open tie, and therefore I do think there is some value on Paris Saint-Germain going through here in this tie. For me, this is going to be a game that does have goals. PSG are going to have to go for it. That's going to leave them susceptible to conceding at the back. And I see neither team keeping a clean sheet here in this one. It's going to be hard to beat Barcelona. They are the rightful favourites to both win this game and to win the tie. But I think both lines are too short, the money line and the qualification odds. Barcelona are, however, on a 6-game winning streak in all competitions, and they probably should come out on top here in what I think will be a high-scoring affair. And I'm more inclined here to back the high-scoring affair, given that BTTS has actually cashed in each of Barcelona's last 5 Champions League games, and given what we did see in the first leg, and also the game state where Paris Saint-Germain have to chase this game, they have to go for it, and therefore it does lend itself to goals. I like the BTTS tied together with the over 2.5 goals. It is still a juice selection at 4-6 minus 150, but I just don't see how you end up losing this selection. I see both teams finding the net, and I definitely see that third goal being scored by one of these two teams. It is more likely to be Barcelona, given the fact they are at home, given the fact that they are on the better run, and given what we saw in the first leg. But also what we saw in the first leg is two teams, as I said, controlling different periods of the game. And still, the fact remains, as it did in the last leg, Kylian Mbappe will still be the best player on the pitch. And Kylian Mbappe had a really awful game last time out. Kylian Mbappe, off the back of an awful game against the same team, needing to redeem himself, coming to the country where he's going to be playing next season, coming up against the rival who he's going to face next season, I can see Kylian Mbappe delivering here and putting on a very strong performance, especially off the back of him playing badly. I think the fact that he played so poorly in the first leg in Paris makes it even more likely that an Mbappe impact will be felt by Barcelona this time round. So I'm going to go for the goals. It feels somewhat conservative, but it also feels like a winner. I'm going to take over 2.5 goals with BTTS tacked on, with a little sprinkle on PSG to find a way to qualify here at 7-2 plus 350. But my main selection is available at 4-6 minus 150 with BTTS and over 2.5 goals tied together here for this one. Up next, we look at the second leg here between Borussia Dortmund and Atletico Madrid, where Dortmund are the 5-4 favourites on the money line. It's 14-5 on the draw. And Atletico are the 2-1 plus 200 favourites on the money line. The qualification odds see Atletico is a very short 2-5 favourite. And it's 7-4 here on Dortmund. Atletico were controlling the game at the Wanda. That was a winning lock for us, but it was one we had to sweat out in the end, as they allowed Borussia Dortmund to get a goal late on through the back door. And in the end, they were just about holding on for that win. So the fact that Atletico only managed to edge out that win in the end after controlling most of the game will give Borussia Dortmund some big confidence here against Atletico Madrid, who have not really travelled well this season. Whilst Dortmund, they have won 6 of their last 8 matches and can definitely bounce back here in the second leg. Atletico have won just 1 of their last 7 away fixtures, which is why they're struggling to qualify for the Champions League via their league position. They were out of the title race a long time ago. It would not surprise me to see this game going all the way through to extra time. I see Dortmund winning it. I see Atletico losing it because of the data that supports a Dortmund home win, winning 6 of their last 8 games, whilst Atletico have won just 1 of their last 7 away fixtures, as I mentioned. But 4 of Dortmund's last 7 matches have been settled by a single goal, whilst both teams have scored in 4 of Atletico's last 5 games. So you can certainly see Atletico contributing towards the scoring. And you can certainly see Dortmund needing to score 2 goals to win it. A 2-1 scoreline, by the way, individually is available here at 10-1. For me, that's far too big, because I can see not only Dortmund winning by a 1-goal deficit, but the exact same scoreline as we saw in the first leg. And therefore, this game would go to extra time, just as it did when Atletico Madrid played against Inter Milan in the round of 16. But for my selection, I'm just going to take Borussia Dortmund to win it. I feel that there's value on Dortmund on the money line here at 5-4 plus 125. And that one is going to be my main selection here for this one. Before we move on to looking at Wednesday's games, which are probably the more exciting ties because they do feature Man City going to, Man City hosting Real Madrid and Arsenal travelling to Bayern Munich. These are the more marquee ties. Let me take this quick pause here to tell you guys about Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy is, of course, the easiest place to play fantasy sports, and is the fastest growing app in the industry. You can sign up today with the promo code SGPN and get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store, and don't forget to register with the promo code SGPN to get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as that instant pick'em special. You must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. If you're concerned with your play, please call 1-800-522-4700 or visit ncpgambling.org. That's ncpgambling.org. Moving on to Wednesday's games. These are obviously the more anticipated glamour ties, and we begin with Bayern Munich at home to Arsenal after the first leg finished 2-2. Bayern Munich are the favourites here on the money line at 6-4. It's 13-5 on the draw, and it's 9-5 here on Arsenal. A little bit strange because Arsenal are way higher than Bayern Munich in the outright market, yet Bayern Munich are the favourites to win this game, which will see them through. And Bayern Munich are also narrow favourites to qualify from this tie at 5-6 minus 120, with Arsenal priced up here at even money plus 100. I guess the thinking of the books is that if Arsenal manage to qualify here from this tie, that they have a much better chance of beating Manchester City, because Arsenal got the draw away to Manchester City in the Premier League and beat them at the Emirates earlier on this season. So Arsenal have taken 4 points from City. City have only taken 1 point from Arsenal, whilst the last time Bayern Munich played Man City, they were significantly beaten in last year's Champions League. So if Bayern Munich emerge from this tie, the expectation is that they will be beaten by City quite comfortably, and that Arsenal could give City a real game. Yet Bayern Munich are still the narrow favourites to edge Arsenal out here in this tie. For me, Bayern Munich are significant favourites. I do not buy into their league form. I believe that Bayern Munich knew that the league title was over a long time ago when they dropped points, well, when they were beaten, rather, away to Bayer Leverkusen. That was it. They knew that this Leverkusen machine, who haven't lost a single competitive game this season, were not going to drop enough points. And they took their foot off the pedal in the league, solely concentrating on the Champions League. So I firmly believe that you are seeing a different version of Bayern Munich in the Champions League, and a version who will knock Arsenal out on Wednesday night. So for me, Bayern Munich at minus 120 to qualify is still the play. I already took Bayern Munich at 6-4 plus 150 for my lock betting clients as a future, and I'm very happy about our position there. But obviously, if you're not a lock betting client, I still like Bayern Munich to qualify here at minus 120. Another bet I like here is for over 2.5 goals, which is available at 7-10. Cannot see under 3 goals in this game. The first leg ended 2-2. And over 2.5 goals has landed in 7 of Bayern Munich's last 10 competitive games, whilst 3 or more goals have been scored in each of the last 4 meetings between these sides. And if Arsenal defend the same way that they defended at the Emirates, Bayern Munich are going to score 3 goals by themselves here, and that will be enough to see them through. Arsenal, meanwhile, have conceded exactly 2 goals in their last 2 matches, including 2 at home to Aston Villa at the weekend, and face a Bayern Munich side that have won 15, drawn 2, and lost 2 of their 19 competitive home games this season. This is a very difficult place to go to. The season is on the line for Bayern Munich. I still believe that Arsenal will be prioritising the Premier League, and I believe experience will count here. The better players will count here. Home advantage will count here, and Bayern Munich will knock Arsenal out of the Champions League in Munich on Wednesday. Love, love Bayern Munich here, and my selection is for them to qualify at the price of minus 120. As a side bet, I think Harry Kane at 6-4 plus 150 to score anytime is far too big. He loves scoring against Arsenal. His goal from the penalty spot in the first leg was his 15th in 20 appearances against Arsenal. And the former Spurs player has now scored 39 goals in 39 competitive appearances since joining Bayern Munich. He has been an absolute goal machine, and he is not the reason Bayern Munich are having such an awful season. But if they can win the Champions League, suddenly all of the jokes about Harry Kane go away. And also it salvages Thomas Tuchel's reputation, because he hasn't really done himself any favours since coming to Bayern Munich. Bayern Munich need to win the Champions League, and they need to win this game, and they need to set up that tie against Manchester City, if it is Manchester City who go through. And that's the final tie that we're going to cover. It's Man City versus Real Madrid, where City are the 3-5 favourites to win on the money line. It's 16-5 on the draw, and it's 4-1 on Real Madrid. The qualification odds here, City at a very short 4-11, with Real Madrid at 2-1 plus 200. Now, obviously, it's very, very difficult to go against Manchester City because of what they've done at home. They come here level. This is now a one-off game, and Manchester City are pretty much unbeatable at the Etihad. They're now unbeatable in a remarkable 41 home games in all competitions, and they have beaten Real Madrid, and they beat Real Madrid at the Etihad last season. They can certainly repeat that in this quarterfinal. And if you want to get away from the short 3-5 price, if you tack on over 2.5 goals here, it jumps up to 6-4 plus 150. Now, I don't see how we get under three goals after what we saw in the first leg. Man City themselves have scored at least three goals in each of the last four games. Rumoured to have scored 21 goals in the Champions League this season. And that, for me, is enough to take the over alongside the money line, along with, of course, the fact that the game finished 3-3 last time out. And it finished 3-3 with a very low XG. That was actually a tight and cagey game, despite what the score was. But so many moments of magic were delivered. The goals in that game were just unbelievable. And it shows what kind of quality we have here on the pitch. I mean, Phil Foden is absolutely flying at the moment, and he has now scored five goals in the Champions League this season. And he's at a massive 11-4 to contribute towards the scoring here. We may even see Erling Haaland actually turn up for a big game, but I won't hold your breath. He's certainly not worth backing, and I'd much rather have my money on Foden and even Bellingham to contribute towards the scoring here rather than Erling Haaland, who has proven himself time and time again to not really turn up for the big game. So I'd avoid the obvious, and I look for some of the other players like Rodrigo, Vinny Jr., Bellingham, Phil Foden, a returning Kevin De Bruyne to contribute towards scoring at bigger prices, as I do believe there will be goals here. But given the record, it's very, very difficult to go against Manchester City getting the job done here, given their home record. I hope they don't. I don't want Manchester City to pull off the double treble. And if they can get knocked out here, or if they can get knocked out by Bayern Munich, or if they can get knocked out of the FA Cup at the weekend against Chelsea, which will obviously give Manchester United a more winnable FA Cup final, I'll be rooting against Manchester City all of the way. But I won't be rooting against them in the league, because we have futures on them to win the league. And as a United fan, I hate Liverpool. And as someone that lives in London, I absolutely can't stand Arsenal and Arsenal supporters and Arsenal fan TV. So I actually would prefer to see Man City win the league over the other two, but I want them to fail miserably in all other competitions. So I'll be pulling for Real Madrid here, but unfortunately, I do think City will manage to get through. They're just absolutely unopposable at the Etihad Stadium, and City in over 2.5 goals here. It looks like the value play at 6-4 plus 150. Closing out with your lock on the show, I cannot see past Bayern Munich keeping their season alive and qualifying for the Champions League semi-final by knocking out Arsenal. I believe they will get it done in 90 minutes and win this game, but we will be safe and we will take them here to qualify as our lock at the price of 5-6 minus 120. So your lock here on the show is Bayern Munich to qualify over Arsenal at the price of 5-6 minus 120. That's it for me and this edition of the Champions League show. Good luck with all of your bets as always, and thanks for listening.